Hello. Oh, welcome to another episode of The Host, The Guest and The Wardrobe. We had an exciting one last week. We're ready to go again here with my new guest. He's just arrived. Nathan Dean, are you there?
I am here.
Incredible.
In a very dark wardrobe.
Yes.
I feel like I'm in a horror film.
Well, who knows? Maybe you are, and I'm about to do things.
About to do things. That's specific.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't want things to happen to me while I'm in here. Stuff, potentially. But things, that would just be going a bit too far.
Yeah. I mean, no one wants things doing to them. Maybe, like, other... Maybe something very specific, but not things. That's just too open.
Yeah. I need to know precisely the kind of horrible things that are going to happen to me while I'm in a dark, small wardrobe.
Yes.
With the lights off. Because you were like, oh, do you want to keep the lights on? I'm like, no, I'm going to do it properly. I'm going to do it hardcore. Mike Bonner-McKenzie do it with all the lights on and everything?
Yes.
Because I know your previous guest.
Yes.
And he was like, it gets a bit warm in there. I have to be keep getting let out because it gets really warm. I'm like, I'm pretty certain that's the premise of this show, Mike.
That's it. He was surprised that getting in a wardrobe would be warm and kind of confined and dark. So that's why I put those lights in, just for him, not for any other guest.
Yeah.
I bought them on
just
the
open
day.
It up and start taking everything out again. Like, just so you know, I don't know why I left them in there.
Yeah.
You're not special enough with lights.
Well, yeah, I mean, no, it's the things you do for your guests, I guess. If you haven't listened to that episode, by the way, listen to it, people out there.
Well done. Well done on plugging that.
You can get it on the SoundCloud. Just type HGW podcast or follow us on Twitter at HGW pod. All right, that's enough of that.
I will do those things.
I was meant to do that at the end of the show. So anyway, how are you, sir? You wandered here.
I did wander here on my legs.
From afar, as far as Lincoln is concerned anyway.
Yeah, I came from near Monk's Road, which is the other end, which is the place where everyone says is terrible.
Yeah.
Every city has a portion of it that has a name that resonates with its citizens as, oh, don't live there. But then everyone lives there because it's cheap.
Yep. And interestingly, no monks on Monk's Road.
No.
What's that about? Why is it called that? If you're not familiar with Lincoln, you're like, oh, go to Monk's Road, go see the monks, I guess.
Is that how you do all streets? When
yes.
You go to other cities, you must get terrified of places that have spittle in its name.
Yes. I'm like, I better bring an umbrella, I guess.
Yeah. That's not how street names work, but good for you.
It's how I work.
You must be the best tourist guide.
Yeah. Well.
It's like when I came to St. Catherine's Mews, I expected just lots of cats to be coming out of the building's walls.
Mewing.
Mewing. See what I did there? They're also a band.
Oh, yeah.
They're quite good.
Yeah. Listen.
Listen to them.
Well, it's quite far, though. It's like a good 40-minute walk.
It was.
Did you have any trouble getting here?
No.
No, exactly. Not at all. But what are you up to? Let's start with that.
What, in life or right now? Because right now, I'm in a wardrobe.
Well, we can start with that.
Okay.
How are you feeling in there? You're the first guest to turn all the lights off. I mean, you're only the second guest, but still an achievement.
I just feel like if you're going to do this, do it properly. Like, don't... If the premise of the show is, and the guest is in a dark wardrobe, they shouldn't turn all the lights on and then be asked, like, get out every now and again. They should just stay in their cubby prison.
I'm probably not going to allow you to stay in for an entirety of an episode in case I open it and you're just dead.
That would imply that you would at some point get to 20 minutes and then the last 10 minutes would just be silent, but you'd still think it was the best guest you'd ever had.
Just keep talking and be like, I guess he just doesn't want to talk to me.
That would be horrible if people did podcasts where the other guy just went, I have no idea why I'm here, so I'm just going to be quiet. I'm not going to participate.
Well,
and just kept going.
At some point, I'm going to run out of guests. That's all I'm saying. I've only got so many friends.
Is that all right? Is he not going to invite other people in?
No.
Whoops. I'm going to invite other people in to...
Maybe just go out on the streets and be like, do you want to get in my wardrobe?
That's a brilliant marketing strategy.
Well, that's how are you feeling in the moment of the wardrobe? How's life outside?
Life outside the wardrobe is great. It's really artistic at the moment.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I feel like I'm like you put me on a comedy podcast and I'm going to be here talking about normal, real things.
Well, we can improvise.
We can improvise around the real life that you have, which is boring, and we'll inject some comedy, which is not. Yes, so I have an arts cooperative, which is a posh way of saying a bunch of friends that get together, called Art Isn't Sexy, and we put on plays and support the arts in the area and do anything from theatre to novels to poetry, and basically just Lincoln's art scene needs a lot of support and guidance and love, and that's why we're there.
Sounds great. So you're just, like, getting in a group, talking poetry. We talked poetry last week, but, well...
Yeah, because Mike's a fan of Ted Hughes, which is good.
Yeah, he likes Browning as well. Good. He's like, oh... And I was like, I don't think a poem is a poem unless it rhymes.
You're wrong.
He thought I was joking. I meant it.
You're wrong.
I mean, I was kind of joking. But, right, so you're in a group.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing you do? Do you just go...
Get drunk.
Oh, right. So it's like that kind of thing. It's a...
No, to be fair, like...
An excuse.
The first thing that... Like, on Sunday, we're going to get... We do this thing called Incubator, which we spell as ink, as in to write with, U, as in the letter, and beta, as in beta testing. Ooh. Because we put U between the ink you use and beta testing your productions out. Do you get it?
I get it.
Did you find that amusing?
I'm laughing, just not externally.
Just holding it in.
I have to for a good time later. Well, if I laugh now, it would just peak because I'm not ready because I'm not like I'm adjusting myself to laughs yet for this episode.
So you wake up and like I need to sort out my like what my emotions are going
to
be.
Yeah,
today.
The first thing I do is I wake up and I go right. I need to adjust my emotions. So I look in the mirror and go right. How do I smile again? And
why should I?
why should I? And then I'll be like, right, I've forgotten my laugh, so I have to recalibrate my laugh again.
Are you a robot, Dan Brown?
No, I'm not a robot. I'm just a bit different. So
that's what all robots say.
It's all robots and all artists.
Yeah.
Coincidence?
No. Because artists are all robots.
There we go.
And robots are all artists. Especially that one that's built by that car company.
Oh, Tesla.
Yeah.
Tesla. No. Right?
Why did you sing his name?
They Might Be Giants.
Oh, I've not heard that one.
Tesla.
I've only heard Birdhouse in Your Soul.
Ah.
And Constantinople.
Oh, you need to get on that, really, because... That I mean, it's a bit of a niche taste, but yeah, I really recommend They Might Be Giants. Well, we got lost.
Yeah. So basically, on Sunday we do this thing called Incubator, where every third Sunday of the month, people who are writing plays with us, who we're supporting, get together, and we'll just go through all of their productions and sort of go, right, what do you need? Do you need rehearsal time? Do you need help editing the script? Do you need actors, etc.? So I will do a cheeky plug now that if you are an actor in the Lincolnshire area, a little bit further, if you're welcome to come to Lincoln regularly. If we are always looking for people that want to work with us, actors, actresses, anything under the sun. So if you want to work with us, go to our website, www.artisandsexy.co.uk, and give us a cheeky email. Not too cheeky, but just a normal email.
How about that? And how cheeky can you get, like, with the emails? Is it...
I would say anything impromptu and unexpected is cheeky.
Just be like, ooh, hello, Nathan. Do it in a like a Ricky Gervais kind of way, like a ooh. Hello.
Yeah, that's cheeky.
He's a cheeky guy.
Yeah, he's also not funny.
Yes, that could have gone several ways. One way would have been me kicking you out of the wardrobe, or just keeping you in there
forever.
Forever.
That'd be weird when people came to visit. If you get my meaning.
Well, I frequently get people visiting my wardrobe. More often now.
What, outside of this podcast?
Yeah. People just being like, I heard you've got a wardrobe, so can I come and visit? And I'll be like,
ever since Brexit, all the wardrobes were taken away. Apparently you've got the last wardrobes.
The wardrobe tax, that'll be next. Bedroom tax, it's just going to be individual rooms.
Any space that can hold at least a person.
Yeah, that's it. That's the way forward.
This is just Bender's bedroom in Futurama.
Yeah. Essentially, I've modelled it on that.
I can see that.
See? Yeah.
I'm getting that vibe. You should be an interior designer with a cartoon theme.
Well, maybe. Maybe that's my other career path. Go and do interior designs and say, you should... But it'll be like, oh, I think you should have a wardrobe here. And they're like, we've already got five. Why do you keep putting wardrobes in our house? You'd be the worst DIY SOS ever.
We're just going, they're not wardrobes, they're bedrooms. Just cope with less.
Yeah, it's just the same size as a bedroom. Except I'm just going, it's a wardrobe. And they're like, well, okay, if you insist.
Just through every single room. Whatever room you're going, hey, this is the wardrobe, this is the living room. It's got a television in it. Now it's a wardrobe. Into the wardrobe now, where you can cook. No, that's called a kitchen. No, definitely a wardrobe. The whole house is just... It's a wardrobe.
There you go. See, you're on board.
I am.
That's the kind of thing I like.
That's the kind of thing I like. Now shut up.
Stop talking. No. We mentioned Brexit. Last week we were talking about Trump. That was all kicking off.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter now because it's a week later.
Yeah, so now we can just be fine with anything that's wrong.
The norm has become norm, I guess. Everything's settled down. Everyone's like, oh, shit. Some people are still like, oh, Trump. And everyone else is like, oh, give it a rest. Are you going to keep that agenda up?
I don't want to keep hearing about things which are potentially horrible in my life. I just want to go to Starbucks. Please be quiet.
Oh, you've got stamina for something you believe in. Oh, stop it. Shut.
I'm trying to blinker myself from the inevitable apocalypse. Stop reminding me that it's there.
Yes, I just want to fade away and... be oppressed without knowing. That would be a much better way.
Like a
it.
Good slave.
Yes. Did you see that thing, that video of Mike Pence at a Hamilton musical?
No, I did not.
Basically, he went to this Broadway show, Hamilton, and the audience all started booing him as he came in. And then also at several points during the show, they would just randomly boo because he was there.
Did it confuse the actors?
It must have done. It must have been horrible.
Did we just do something to... Oh, no, he's still here.
Yeah. But at the end, like all the cast like confronted it. Like they were on stage and they were just like, before you go, Mr. Pence, just got to say something. And they were all like, basically just, they did this good speech. I can't, like, if I do it now, it's going to be disrespectful, but... Basically, they would just say...
I think you should do it.
Okay. It was like, right, look, we know you're vice president and all, and you got your mate Trump, but we just want you to know that we believe in diversity and help us out, you know? Don't be a dick. That's what they said.
Those exact words?
Yeah, it was something along the lines of that.
That's not exact words, isn't it? Is it, though?
Along
those lines and those exact words are opposite things.
Along those... All right. Well, it was along those lines to that exact... those exact lines. I don't know what those lines were. But, yeah, it was something like that. I was going to get your thoughts on it, but you haven't seen it.
No, so, but I still... I find it, in a way, more terrifying that we're living in a world where we still can say the things that we should be saying. Do you know, like, in other dictatorships and other horrible autocracies and various other, like, political powers which are just plain evil, like, they oppress people from being able to say things like, this is fine, we should all, like, be happy together. But we still have newspapers and online journals and things going, Trump's evil, Pence is bad, they've hired a white supremacist, how can we let this happen? Surely it's more terrifying that we're still reading the... what I would argue is the correct view, whilst it still is happening. They're still letting people argue.
It's just that powerful, is that what you're saying? It doesn't even matter.
Well, it's the whole part of their whole... Have you seen hypernormalization yet?
I have not.
Now that, if you've got 3 hours to spare and a brain that won't break, watch that.
Ah, can't do it then. My brain is, it can break. Could break any second now. Who knows?
What happens when that happens?
I just start.
Am I okay in here?
I start talking about like Alien, or I'll go on a rant about Tarantino, or
Alien's good.
Alien's great. Don't careful now. You see, you're gonna get me started. I'm struggling now. I'm gonna start talking about Prometheus and
now, that's bad.
Well, look, okay. Oh, right. Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
Prometheus.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was like, it's rubbish. It wasn't very good. And I'm like, look, it was all right. It was what it was. People were expecting the wrong thing. The marketing campaign for that was just terrible because they pushed it too hard to the point where, like, it didn't represent the film. And I'm aware that it's, you know, the plot points to it. The story is terrible.
That's what let it down for me more than anything else.
Yeah, but I think it still comes out as a solid enough film that I can be like, oh, I can watch that. And then I've watched it again, and I was like, I was entertained. And I kind of didn't feel like it was an Alien film, which was fine.
Yeah, I didn't want it to be an Alien film. And I agree that it is entertaining. But with someone like Ridley Scott, who's done things like Blade Runner, I wanted the depth that other films that were coming out and trying to do the same thing weren't doing. I just imagined, because he didn't write it, was it Spates or whatever his name is? That's my phone.
Ooh, this is a common thing.
Excuse me?
No, I'm going to keep recording this. What's it say?
It's a person saying hello.
Oh, what? They've just said hello?
Yeah, there's hey. I'll just send back a hey.
Oh,
because
typing in
people have conversations with me.
This is a first. Not
it's
people having
silent now though.
Not people having conversations with you, but like, someone sitting in a wardrobe texting the presenter.
I should probably explain that to her, really, shouldn't I?
You should probably be like, hey, I'm in a wardrobe.
Sorry, Ree, can't talk right now. In a wardrobe. I'm just like gonna type that. Sorry, Ree.
Yeah.
That's her name. Can't
shout out.
She doesn't really need a shout out. She's not like, she's what? A physician.
Oh, she's too she's too successful.
Yeah, she's made it already. She's doing her second master's.
God,
like
damn it!
I try and talk to her, and then she's just like, oh, "Did you hear about this word that you don't know?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't." It's not making me feel stupid.
That's that's you don't want friends like that because you want to be sure that they're at least at your they're at your level or below.
Yeah.
So you can show off like she is to you.
Everyone needs... So it's working then. I'm fulfilling the right side of that relationship as the idiot.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
It's just that no one wants to be that.
No one wants to be that side of it.
And that's how Trump gets into power.
That is... We just
and how Prometheus gets written. There we go.
I was going to say.
Right, so...
Damon Lindelof, wasn't it?
That was it. Because I feel like... All the separate ideas in Prometheus, to segue, are great. But it felt like he had been in a room, it's like, Ridley, what do you want to be in Prometheus? And it's like, well, I'm thinking that it should be an origin story for the alien, for the xenomorph. Like, okay, and he writes that down. And he goes, don't do all of these ideas. Like, just pick one or two. But he didn't write that note. And then Ridley's just still going, and then I think there should be squid monsters that live in oil, and I think there should be a pregnancy that goes wrong, and robots, and it should be on another planet, and there should be a giant face, and there should be a melty astronaut, and the people that are in charge of writing maps should get lost first. And Lindelof's just going, yeah, these are all great. I will definitely put every single one of these ideas into a film.
Yep, I think... Yeah, no, I agree, because, like, it didn't need to relate to Alien, really. Like, it was...
No, it didn't.
Not so much as it did, anyway. It could have just been like, oh, they just happened... They happened to be here, but it's not really anything to do with that.
I like
but
the...
Then,
sorry.
But, well, I'm just going to say then it can lead in. I mean, I'm still looking forward to the next one, just because now he's...
But the next one should be called Icarus, and then they're not going to... It should be Prometheus, Icarus, Sisyphus, and then the whole trilogy makes, like, thematic sense.
But
I'm going to cough in your tiny cupboard, and I'm not sorry.
I like that you did it right down the mic.
I aimed away.
Oh, No, it's just because it's the wardrobe, and if you cough there, it's just going to pick up all of it.
Oh, everyone's really happy to listen to this podcast now. A man coughing in a wardrobe.
I'll just edit it out, you know.
But now you can't, because now we've mentioned it, and you've said the words, I'll edit it out.
Anyway, so now... back to Princess. Naturally segue back. Yeah, I mean, well, I'm still excited for the next one because of Alien. He's basically now just gone, yeah, all right, it is Alien, by calling it Alien.
Yeah.
Alien Covenant, which is...
Covenant.
Covenant, yeah. Or Cupboard.
Alien Cupboard.
Alien Cupboard.
Is that what's going to happen to me?
Yeah, there's an alien above you.
You can't do the sound of the alien. You're outside of the cupboard.
Yeah, but you can hear it in your headphones. So if I'm doing it, it's like...
It's not really... It's not... No. That's a man snoring. That's a man choking on his own dolphin impression.
I didn't have much hope for this show. But then... I'll put guests in a wardrobe and... Then I'll just do noises down a mic. You know what? You've been in there 20 minutes.
Have I?
Yeah.
Mike's a pussy.
He kept getting out every 6 minutes.
It's not that warm. No.
I think he did... The longest he did was about 9 minutes. And the show went on for 45 minutes. So he kept coming out.
It's not that bad.
No?
No.
You're still breathing?
I am still breathing.
Oh, well, that's... I'll tell you what. We'll take a break anyway.
Okay.
Get yourself... a drink and breathe. And you still haven't got the lights on?
No. So my eyes have adjusted now. So
you're going to come out and you'll be like, what is light?
I can't even remember what light was.
Well, welcome to my world of working night shift. No, it's not that bad. Yeah, all right, we'll break.
Cool.
Stop cutting it. We're having a break. No, in the name of the law, you have to stop. It's red light. Well, I don't care about your reasons. Well, saying that you were in a rush doesn't matter. It's time to stop. Oh, wait, sorry. In the time that we've said this, it's now, it's gone green. You can go. Back to the show. So, you got something there, Nathan?
I do. Let me switch on the light.
Oh. There you go.
There we go.
Sound effects.
So I found that you have the secret history of Twin Peaks.
You better do.
I better do. Like, no. Oh, the book's changed while I was in it.
Oh, it's not.
It's not that. It's now a load of chiclet.
Yep. Well, I'm a man of acquired taste.
So Twin Peaks then, eh?
Twin Peaks. I don't really like it. Just got the
book. I bought this book because I buy things that I hate.
I just saw it said secret on it, so I guess it intrigued me. No, it's like my favourite TV show. Favourite thing ever, probably. Just, I love it. And I just, I'm so excited for the new season.
It's going to be insane. Like, looking down the cast list, and there's just everyone from Mulholland Drive.
Yes.
And Empire.
Yes.
Everyone from Lost Highway and
yes.
Little side projects and just, and then he's got when they did, I can't remember what it was called, when he did his festival, like Lynch Fest or whatever it was.
Yep.
Like, let's all meditate in a field and do rock music.
Yep.
They're all there. So my theory, as with some of my friends' theories, who you're probably going to have in this wardrobe,
without a doubt,
that he'll probably pull a Leonard Cohen and a David Bowie, and Twin Peaks season 3 will just be, here's just a meta Lynch verse.
Now, our mutual friend Mike Henry.
Yes.
I think it was last year maybe. I said, I bet Lynch is going to die now, and he was furious. But then he said, he's gone past that age.
Yes, indeed.
So it's fine, and he
won't
die. And
we know he will die because David Bowie was immortal, and he died.
Exactly. If he can die, anyone can die. But like, we've just made this show even more niche. If anyone's listening and is like, oh, I'm not really into someone sitting in a wardrobe talking, stay with us because a man is about to look through a Twin Peaks book while sitting inside said wardrobe.
If you don't know what Twin Peaks is,
what are you doing?
Stop listening.
Yeah, no, actually,
just if go you, away. Just
seriously,
leave.
If you haven't watched Twin Peaks and you listen to this right now, stop. Watch Twin Peaks. Every episode, which is like 28, I think, or something. Second season is 20 episodes. So, yeah, get on that and then come back to this and then you'll know. Well, we won't go into
but
too much.
There's things in this book that don't make sense to me, Dan.
No.
There's things that don't make sense to me.
To be quite honest with you, they don't make sense to me yet. I've only read like, I think, 40 pages in or something. And it's tough to like piece it all together because it's just its own kind of thing. It's like its own case. It's like during the 1800s and there's mysteries going on around there, and then, but it's all from the point of view of this new detective, Detective TP, which I'm like, it can't be Detective Twin Peaks because that'll just be the word. I can't imagine it's that.
They're both the same length. The T and the P as names are the same length.
Yeah. That's
redacted,
what,
just so you know.
It's they redact it, so it's like, oh, we don't even know the identity of the person that's talking to us. But they have said that all of this stuff in here is going to be like related to the new season. It's almost bridging the gap between season two and season three. Because there's like 25 years difference. But yeah, I'm so excited. I've got a feeling we'll get a proper trailer before the year is out.
Yeah, I saw one of the amazing teaser ones where it's in chatting with some of the cast.
Yeah.
And seeing who the new sheriff is going to be and who the new detective is going to be that's going to come in. Tim Roth being in the cast as well just made me the happiest man alive.
There's so many people. It's just... I don't think it can possibly... I think even if it's bad, I'm not going to care. Because I'm going to be like, we're
that's
back.
That's part of its charm as well. Like, yeah. It was supposed to be, like, you're watching a soap opera. You're watching a NAF soap opera, which is also a detective drama, which is also a nightmare.
An absurd soap opera.
Yeah.
With ridiculous things.
Much like life.
Yeah. Hell. That's true, that. Twin Peaks is basically just life. You know how a girl dies and... In plastic sheeting whilst piano music is playing.
That happens to me every day.
There's not a day that doesn't happen to me.
But I think all of our audience members can agree that has also always happened to them as well. Like they wake up, they roll out of bed, remember how to laugh, find a dead body in plastic sheeting.
That's it. Once I've calibrated my emotions, I look at that dead body and go, it's there again, really. Why am I always surprised?
Oh, Angelo, stop playing the piano in the living room.
Yeah, God, get
it's not a living room, it's a wardrobe. And get now we've connected all the jokes up.
Oi, get a new song, mate.
try more than
be
that.
Playing the same song for 25 years. Right, what's in that book then?
Many things.
What's caught your eye?
UFOs have caught my eye.
Yeah, I haven't really got to that.
Spoilers.
Well, just try and avoid some spoilers. I'll
choose a random page and I'll read a bit.
Saying there's UFOs is not really a spoiler because it's Twin Peaksy.
To be fair, I can probably read the entire book and it wouldn't be a spoiler.
Well, no, exactly.
Archivist's note. So, once and for all, Parsons lost his place in the science he'd done so much to create. Called to give close testimony to the HUAC... where he named a few names, one of them his closest former colleague, Parsons, insisted that he no longer had any contact with the Church of Thelema. Oh, Church of Thelema. Yeah, okay. But
nailed
did
that.
Offer a spirited defence of his usual religious beliefs. A spirited defence. Get it?
Ah, oh, like as in ghosts.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Church of Thelema, I think, is a real one, isn't it? It's like one of the... It's a esoteric form of magic, isn't it?
Honestly, I'm taking your word for that.
It's witchcraft, mate. Witchcraft.
Witchcraft. You a believer in witchcraft?
No.
How dare you?
I believe that, when people say that magic doesn't exist, that you can spell magic with a K on the end, which represents, like, magic without a K is just like, oh, I've got a rabbit, come out of a hat. And then you got magic with a K on the end, which is, like, real magic. And everyone's like, oh, real magic doesn't exist, you can't, like, throw fireballs and things out of your hands. And it's like, you're missing the point. It's like, when you, like, go in for an interview, and you put on your lucky tie, and then you look in the mirror, and you go, like, oh, I'm going to get the job today.
Yep, that's always
like
a, do that.
Yep, that's what happens to me as well. I've never, like, because I live in a 90s comedy film. And, yeah, so, and you do, like, little mantras to yourself throughout the day of, I'm going to do this thing. That is just imbuing yourself with the confidence to accomplish that thing and then succeed, and that's all that, like, once upon a time it was called magic, then it was called self-fulfilling prophecy, and now it's called wankery.
Good. I didn't want to interject there. You were just going on your own thing.
Yeah, I just thought I'd educate you a bit in magic and witches.
You see, that's what I want. I don't want just people sitting in the wardrobe. Like, right.
You do.
I do. But I also want people to, you know, inform me. And I'll inform them, maybe, of what it's like
well,
to be in a
wardrobe. Well, the lesson today is that witchcraft does exist, but it doesn't mean turning you into a frog. It
no.
just means being a bit more aware of the world around you and connecting with the energies around you, which sounds lame, but, I mean, you do that when you go to the pub with your mates and everyone's, like, happy together. You're feeding off each other's happiness, which is an energy. It's just about just changing what you think these words mean.
You sound a lot like Noel Edmonds, because he's into that.
Yeah, but he also, like, got a foot massager and said it cured cancer. He's insane.
Or he said, I think he said to someone who was suffering from cancer, he was like, oh, you just haven't got enough motivation.
Yeah.
Which is like the most prickish thing to say to someone with cancer. Oh, come on, just, if you just deter, if you're determined enough, you can just will it away.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not even, it's not because you're that far up your own arse, it's because you're just, you're a bit of a knob, actually, Noel.
Yeah.
And you feed off being this guy that's like, oh, I'm a nice guy in my Hawaiian shirts, but at the end of the day, I've got a shit haircut.
Married to a man in an inflatable suit.
Yeah.
That definitely happened.
Yeah, Mr. Blobby and him got off.
Yeah. I wonder what his views are on gay marriage.
What, Mr. Blobby or?
Noel Edmonds.
Noel Edmonds view on I reckon he just...
there's some, like, I imagine he's this kind of guy that wouldn't be for it, and then at the same time would be like, yeah, cancer can just be cured by you just thinking about it.
Yeah, that's a...
Because he's mad.
He is a bit mad, like, and...
My worry is always when these kind of people, what if they're right? What if, like, because we don't know, because we're all like, well, you can't cure cancer by just being determined, that's stupid. But what if there's someone somewhere, like, no one's met yet, who'd went, oh, I've got a weird thing, a lump on my arm. I'll just imagine it away. Oh, it's gone now.
And they just imagined that hard
yeah.
that it happened. Well, science is only best guess, so it's, you know.
What maybe if Noel Edmonds is right and his foot massager can make him healthier and you can do shit like that?
If we do find out he is right about stuff like that, then we've got to immediately say he's, like, emperor of the world. And just be
the
like,
whole world.
The whole world. And him and Darren Brown as well. Like, I've never understood that.
Why
right?
are you putting Noel Edmonds and Darren Brown
I don't
in the
know.
Same category?
I just thought, because I often think, like, I don't often think, but sometimes I'll be like, Darren Brown, right? He's like, I'm gullible enough that I'm impressed by that. Even though I know it's just suggestion. And all this, and just, you know, psychology, and just putting the right words into your mind. But I just think there's enough people out there that are, like, susceptible to it. So why doesn't Darren Brown just, like, take over the world? Because he could just be...
Well, this is why, because a friend of mine recently was like, I really want to go to a Darren Brown show. And I'm like, no, because one day he'll just go on telly and go, activate, and then he'll have his own army. That's all that's going to happen. I'm adamant that Darren Brown has his own army.
See, I went to see Darren Brown when I... it must have been...
You're part of his army now.
Well, maybe. I must have been about 16. And he did a lot of things where he was just, like, you know, predicting stuff throughout the show. And then, like, put a nail up his nose. Like just hammered it into his... up his nostril. I was like, what?
That's not what I expect from Darren Brown.
Yeah, he's just knocking it up his nose, and I'm like...
That's a different sentence out of context.
Yeah, knocking it up his nose. Mm. That's a soundbite for someone who wants to clip that out.
Please, turn it into an amusing comedy song on YouTube with electronic music in the background.
Sure, do it. Just remember to hashtag it, HGWpod. And
if you are wanting to be Weeble, please turn knocking it up your nose into a song.
Knocking it up your nose. Burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it.
Knocking up your nose. Burn it,
burn it, burn it, burn it. What's that? Why did I start doing that and then you imitated it?
Why not?
I don't. Right. It's on me.
I didn't realise that this was a proper a cappella duet of a song that doesn't exist.
Should have practiced.
Of a soundbite we didn't prepare.
Well, I'm gonna change that. It's gonna be like I'm gonna put like bass on it, and it's gonna like feedback on it. Knocking up my nose.
See, now you don't need to, whoever listened. Now don't hashtag it, because we did it better.
Yeah, just wait a little bit from when we first did it. Cut out what we just did then. Upload it. Don't even put it through anything.
No.
Don't need to. It's all
other than audacity.
No, don't even bother. Or who would have the audacity to do it?
Got that was you. Hilarious.
Thank you. You are listening to The Host, The Guest and The Wardrobe. If you didn't already know. Like, imagine if you were listening to this now and you're like, wait, what am I listening to?
How would that happen?
Would that... Oh, I don't know. But you just... Like, I'm just like, why am I even... Why did I even say what we were listening to?
What if this was, like, hospital radio?
Yeah.
And then someone's like, the fuck is this?
What if it was, though? That would be a bit...
Noel Edmonds can cure my cancer.
What am I doing here?
Like, just rushing out. Oh no, Mr. Daniels, don't leave. You're ill. No, Noel Edmonds has a foot massager that can cure me.
It's all rubbish. You don't believe him. I've got a degree in doctor.
I've got a degree in doctor.
I am a doctor. So do not go to Noel Edmonds. He is not a doctor. He doesn't have the DR in front of his name.
No.
I do. He doesn't. Coincidence? No. All he's got is deal or no deal. He's not even got that anymore. See?
What does Noel Edmonds have?
It's true. What's he got now? Well, he's got like
other than sadness.
Well, he's got positive radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got that thing for dogs.
Yeah, where he rings up, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's just like...
It's okay, pet. You're a pet.
Which I think is just incredible. Like... To think that no one, like no comedy writers, came up with that is real.
It's weird, because if Shia LaBeouf had done it, I would have believed it was the best thing in the entire universe. But because Noel Edmonds has done it, I know that it's stupid.
Yeah, I see what you mean, but I'm still of the opinion that I've got to do it one day.
What?
I've got to get him to ring up my cat.
Yeah.
Back home and be like, hello.
But what you then need to do is get a friend to be the voice of the cat that he doesn't know is there.
Oh my god.
So he
responds
up,
he just doesn't know what to do.
So like, it's okay, Mr. Tiddles. Right, I've got some questions.
I'm not called Mr. Tiddles for a start.
My name's Marcus.
I'm Marcus. I come from the streets of...
Cattington.
Cattington.
Where cats come from?
Okay, from the streets of Cattington, where I have grew up as a young kitten, and now I rule this neighbourhood, or a very specific part of this neighbourhood. I piss everywhere to make sure people know. But just tell me why I exist.
That's horrible. Why am I the only talking cat in this land?
I've tried to talk to other cats, but I can't understand their language. I can only speak human. Please.
I can only speak human as if English is human.
Yeah. Well, no, he's...
What if it's an Iraqi cat? What if it's a Russian cat?
No,
what if it speaks Uzbekistan?
No, you don't understand. It doesn't matter who he's talking to. He'll just speak their language.
Oh, I see.
So he's just...
So is it telepathic?
Yes.
Or does it adapt accordingly?
Well, no, it adapts accordingly. A bit like... what's that thing from Hitchhiker's Galaxy?
The Babelfish.
Yes. Basically.
So it's a Babel cat.
Yeah. so he can just, you know, just translate. Like, it's that, but reversed, essentially. So whatever he's saying is translated.
We understand immediately.
Yeah.
Cool. That's an interesting story about a cat that doesn't exist.
No, I thought it was great. I want to know more about that cat, really.
He likes margaritas.
Likes margaritas.
And once went on holiday to Ireland.
Didn't like it, though.
No, came back very, very quickly.
Yeah. Basically just got on a ferry accidentally. And was like, shit.
Like Puss in Boots.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, I'm not Antonio Banderas. I better get back. And then he saw Shrek. And he was like, Shrek, don't do another film. You're better than that. And he was like, I've got to.
You consider doing the voice then and then went.
I did.
Went, and then he said, shit.
I can't even remember the Shrek's voice now.
It's just a heavy Scottish accent.
Isn't it? Oh, yeah.
Very racist, heavy Scottish accent.
Oh, God. Thinking about that now.
Donkey. That's
donkey.
Donkey.
It's just like an onion. He says that at some point, right? He's like, oh.
Yeah, he says that life's like an onion and it's got layers. And then he says something about a cake. And then they go see a very short man.
Deep. That's, at the end of the day.
The short men are always sad.
Well, at the end of the day, Shrek got to the heart of life's problems. You know, talking about
onions. And then completely avoided anything that was there.
Well, I disagree, because I think, look, you wouldn't think an onion was an opportunity for a metaphor about life, and yet Shrek did that. So don't be coming here saying that Shrek hasn't got merits, because it absolutely has. And even though they went off on tangents, rather than concentrating on the deeper stuff, that's my criticism of Shrek.
You're saying that, but what you're describing is now this. Like, rather than doing the deeper stuff, they go off on tangents and talk about other things. Like now.
What? This is what my show is.
Yeah.
That's what it's based on. So, what were you saying?
To be fair, I got distracted and I started texting the physician that I was talking to.
Oh, earlier. My God. What are you saying now?
I don't know. I just sent a load of pushing cat stickers.
What? So, is that because we were talking about a cat? So you just did that?
Potentially. It's also just a thing I do.
You just send cat emojis?
Yeah. Because I'm part of a new generation of people.
Oh, that's right, though, isn't it? Like, we're the new generation. When does it decide that we're the new generation? Like, what point are we?
When a large group of people of the same age hate another group of people of the same age, that's when a generation happens.
That is, yeah, that pretty much describes that, I think. But what, like, I don't know. I don't know if we can be bothered with generations. Can we just, at some point, just start with that?
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah, let's just, yeah.
I don't think
that's
there's
done now. We've done it already. Essentially, treat each other with respect.
Yeah. Just
because other people are wrong.
Absolutely. I think if we've learnt anything in this podcast today, it's Shrek gets down to the heart of life.
It does.
Darren Brown is going to take over the world at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And Noel Edmonds continues to try his thing, and one day we'll listen. You got anything to add?
I actually taught you a thing about witchcraft, and that wasn't in your list of things that we learnt today.
That is true.
And also, I plugged my art isn't sexy thing.
Well, I was going to get to that.
Okay, sorry.
I was going to say, if there's anything...
I jumped the gun on my anger there, I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's alright, it's alright. If there's anything else you want to plug, or re-plug... Now is the time to do it.
Always go to Drill Hall and local theatre venues, Drill Hall, LPAC, Theatre Royal, Terry O'Toole, and support local art and theatre, especially like the smaller productions, because it's important. You go to the Jolly Brewer regularly, because they have lots of events like Spoken Word Night by the Mouthpiece Poets, and an open mic night where people play the musics. There's another one at, I can't remember what the place is called, but it's past Pizza Hut. I can't remember what the pub's called. That's terrible. Just go to lots of pubs and drink and then chat about art.
That is that is beautiful, and the way to spread it as well. You know, I haven't got much to plug. All I've got to plug is follow this podcast on Twitter at HGWPod. Do that. Listen to this, or tell you if you obviously if you listen to it now, you would have heard that, but. Tell your friends about it. Be like, oh, get on this.
Oi, mate, have you heard that man in his wardrobe? That's how I imagine other people talk.
There's a really good podcast on now. Guy gets in wardrobe. Guy talks to him. Listen to it.
Do it. It's funny.
Well, that was great. Yeah, and just thanks for listening. Thank you to my guest, Nathan.
It's all right.
Nathan Dean. And yeah, we'll do this again. I'll get another guest. But for now, bye.
Bye.
Done.